interview series with Gal Stiglitz, the founder, the CEO, and the chief of philosophy at iDiscover 360. iDiscover's mission is to help enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful, and inspiring lives. They design in and deliver cutting-edge personal development solutions for the individuals, teams, and also businesses to help them make the most of their human potential. There's loads of content within the business, and these calls were about giving people a taster into some of the most popular questions that keep coming up again and again. Today, it's all about overcoming the fear of changing jobs, which most people face throughout their life. Gal, over to you.
Thank you, Nick, for the question. So, yeah, basically, I can really relate to this question. I can really relate to this fear. I know it firsthand, from, the process I've done in my life, transitioning my career from being in tech for, to what I do today in education, personal development education. So, and I think, there are basically there are seven fears. I'm not going to cover all of them, but there are seven fears that I see that are very common that are stopping and blocking people to go and live more purposeful life. And this is one very, very common thing, the fear of what if I, what if I fail doing it? So the fear of failure is one of the seven fears that's stopping and blocking people to go and do something they love. I personally, the way I dealt with this fear was asking myself a couple of questions that really helped me. First, I asked myself, okay, so what will happen if I choose not to do anything about it? What are the consequences of that? And I found Actually, I came up with a list that is, lots of things that will be quite painful, and not less painful from the ones that I feared if I will choose to do this step forward. So that was already liberating to find, okay, actually, I'm not by choosing not to do anything about it, I'm not like getting a better deal. I'm just getting a even a worse deal in a way. And then the second thing was, okay, sooner or later, one way or another, things are going to change. My job is going to change. And if it's not going to be me, the ones that initiating it, my company and the changes will happen in the company and in the industry will force a change. So rather than being passive about it, why don't I just be proactive? And I am going to initiate, and I'm going to be the master of my life, and I'm going to initiate the timing and the direction that suits me. Because sooner or later it will happen. So I think that's the second thing that helped me and liberated me a lot to face this fear. So, okay, just like these two things. One is like, okay, if I don't do anything about it, it's going to be as painful, if not more. And the second thing is to realize that one way or another, change is coming. So it is going to be forced on you. So why don't you be the person who initiate it and be the master of your destination, your destiny, right? So that's the two things that I can contribute here to a person that is in exactly in this place.
Now, you mentioned seven fears, and we don't have time for all seven. But could I tease maybe the second one out, have you?
Sure. A second, another fear that is very common is the fear of, it's related to intellectual fear. It's basically the fear of not being smart enough, the fear of not being educated enough, the fear of not being degreed enough, certified enough to go and do something that I love. I personally also experienced this fear in my life too, because I didn't have any certification or degree in psychology or in social sciences, which you would argue, okay, for something that of the nature of what I was inspired to do, you need something like that. And that, you know, that fear blocked me and stopped me for quite a while. Say, okay, who will listen to me? I don't have a degree. I don't have certification. I don't have this kind of, you know, stamp on my,
How did you overcome this fear? I guess any quick exercises people listen to go away. I know this isn't a quick exercise, but just like you gave some examples, just to people can go away and think, I'm going to answer that. I'm going to write, take a pen and paper.
Well, you have to basically own. The only way to overcome a fear like that is to have ownership on what you do have. So for me personally, I looked at, I didn't look at the certified and the degree education I have. I just looked at, okay, what I can own that I do have. And I looked at all the books that I read and all the hours that I spent researching and all the hours that I spent practicing, helping people, and I, and all the people that I made a difference by already, by different things that I did with them. And I just accumulate and accumulate and accumulate and accumulate and accumulate. And then I actually saw that in terms of, you know, number of hours, I have accumulated something that is equivalent to not only a master degree, but a PhD. So I just like, so, okay, I, yes, I don't have anyone giving me a degree, you know, or PhD from anyone else, but in terms of how many hours I invested and how many material I've read, and how many, how much material I researched, and how much, when I look at and I quantified all that, I saw actually I am quite educated and I'm quite experienced and I'm quite, you know, it's just like not in that form, but in a form that I can appreciate. And the moment you can appreciate it, other people can appreciate it. Today, you know, I'm in a position that I give certification or degrees to other people. So, but that's, you know, only because I came to a place that I own, you know, the education that I acquired, you know, intentionally, just in a different path.
Thank you, Gal. It's fascinating. And I'm sure those that are listening are curious about the other seven, and we don't have the time for those today. These are just taster calls. And for anyone that wants to take that next step or is curious for more information, then the best place to go to is your website, www.idiscover360.com. And through the website, they can book themselves in for a 30-minute discovery call, which is just a free coaching call with one of your trained certified coaches. What would people experience on that call, just to give people a flavor?
I think in one word is clarity. I think, you know, to spend, you know, 20, 30 minutes to talk to someone that can ask them really clarifying questions and to give you, just to give you a clarity about where you're standing and where potentially you can go. At this point, I think it's worth the time.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to the next call. Thank you, Gal.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.